So this week we're talking a lot about dating and dating apps because, you know, people are home, they're single, and they want to mingle. They want to see who's out there, and they want to kind of plan for their post-COVID relationship. It's like, you know, normally now is what we call cuffing season, where you want to make sure you hook up with somebody so you make it through the cold months with them. But, you know, because of COVID, it's kind of difficult to hook up. So apps are just coming out like crazy. And there's a new app that I was wondering what you think about it. It's called Cheek to Cheek. It's made by Tushy. That's the maker of attachable bidets. You know what a bidet is? Okay. Users can swipe and filter based on traditional criteria like age and location, of course, but they're encouraged to share their bathroom habits. You can share your size, poop, the type of poop you usually, your bathroom etiquette. If you have any gut issues or butt issues or any health issues, they want you to share with somebody and be like, gastritis? I have gastritis. And like hook up based on your bathroom issues.
Okay.
Does this sound like something you think
singles
in my area will be interested in?
This sounds like something that will never be downloaded. It's probably one of those apps that you download, you have it on your phone for about, I don't know, 5-6 seconds, and then you delete it.
Do you think it's just to promote their bidets and it's not really
it's
a dating
exactly
app?
What it is. There's nobody. Why would you? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There's so many good dating apps. Why do you need another one? A, isn't everybody that's single on at least one major dating app?
Right, that's true.
You're going to find somebody else on some strange dating app? No.
Well, the only reason why I think this might work, here's why. So way before my boyfriend, before my husband, I dated this guy who had irritable bowel syndrome. He had IBS. And he would tell me all about it. And I was like, I don't want to know your private bathroom issues. And he's like, no, if you're going to be with me, you should know. Like, this is a real problem for me. And I was like, yeah, TMI. Like, I want to know everything about you except what you do in the toilet and what's wrong with your colon. Like, do not tell me this. And there was one day we were hanging out and he just was like farting left and right. And I was like,
oh,
dude, not cool. He's like, you can't shame me for this. I have something wrong with my colon. I was like, you know what? I am way too immature for this. Like, this is definitely not for me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to shame you. Like, I'm sorry, but I am not the person. Like, I can't handle this. This is like too big a part of your life, and I just can't be. No. So someone like him, this dating app is perfect.
You can in-person swipe left at that point. Nope. Go away.
Well,
I don't want to date you anymore.
Here's what I propose. Instead of swipe left, wipe left.
Oh, no. Stop it. Why? What? You don't want to know that.
Well, it would make sense. Like if you're somebody who stands to wipe, I'm a sitter.
Who does that?
People do. It's a thing. It's a thing. My friend was telling me that her boyfriend, they're one of those couples that like she'll be in the shower and he'll be like poop. Yeah, I know. I don't do that at my house. Like if I'm in the shower, the door's locked.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like me, have one bathroom and they just come and go, literally come and go as they please. And she said that she caught him standing and wiping and she was like, didn't know I was dating a standing wiper.
That's how the poo gets on the floor. When you walk into a bathroom at Kmart and you wonder how the poo got on the floor, that's how the poo gets on the floor because people do that.
Standing, yeah.
Yeah, because people are disgusting and they are disgusting and they're disgusting. I mean, if you had to go really bad and your boyfriend was in the shower, would you go in there? Or would you?
It's happened.
And you went in?
No, what I do is, see, I'm smart. I know that there's a bathroom in the basement in the laundry room.
See, that's a good woman.
Yeah, if he's in the shower and I really have to go, I get in the elevator and I head down to the basement because no one knows that the bathroom is down there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect place to go because it's kind of like hidden behind a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So literally no one knows it's there. So once I discover that like secret hidden bathroom, I do everything I can down there.
Yeah, so I think even when you go on vacation and it's just the two of you, I think you should get two rooms. One room to sleep in and one room to, let's say, get ready in.
Well, but that's why there's a bathroom in the lobby.
Yeah, but I don't want to walk down there in my, you know, underwear in the morning with a newspaper under my arm.
Newspaper and a cup of coffee and your phone.
Yeah, what time's the continental breakfast end? Okay, I'll be right back. So you should just get two rooms. Just say, I'm going to go get ready in that room. We'll leave our clothes and we'll get ready in that room and we'll sleep and do all the rest in this room.
You'll have a staging room.
Exactly. So if you're going to go on vacation, just save a little bit more money so you can get two rooms.